Hey, yo, we was having a ball, and, you know, they asked me to get on the mic, and they asked me, can I kick it? Word. Can I kick it? Yes, you can.
What's up, guys? My name is Chris, and I'm the owner of Warrior Time, where we are full-time watch dealers and have been doing it for many years now. I also own a few other companies. I do some consulting. I have some real estate. I have a nonprofit, but we're primarily focused on watches here. I like to call them timepieces, but all in all, we're here to educate you on timepieces and or watches and hopefully help you understand the subject more. So let's get into the show.
All right. So Best Buy at or around $12,000. When it came to developing this show, honestly, there was no other watch that I considered. I knew it was going to be just one watch because for the price point, it's an incredible amount of watch. And it's also the most recognizable and desirable piece on the face of the earth. It's a benchmark of success. It's a benchmark of time. It's a benchmark of timepieces. The Rolex Submariner 116610LN, the single most recognizable timepiece ever produced. It's so recognizable, non-watch people know exactly what the watch is. And watch people, of course, know exactly what the Submariner is. So now it's important to point out, we're discussing the 116610LN, which is the last generation of steel Submariners and is a 40 millimeter compared to the newest generation Submariner 126610LN, which had a movement upgrade, which increased the size casing to 41 millimeter and is more expensive. Equally a great example as well. However, it's worth a bit more and closer to the 14 to 15K. Mark, so it's not a runner for this show. So let's talk about why we feel it's the best buy for this price point. Number one, timeless. The Submariner line has been around since mid-century in 1953 with a long and rich lineage. And as we said, the Submariner is the most recognizable timepiece ever produced. And it looks very similar to how it was originally produced, not changing drastically with time since the 1950s, much like the Porsche 911. The second reason is this Submariner is about $2,000 to $3,000 less than the newest Submariner and looks identical. Unless you're like a serious watch person, no one's going to know that you have an older sub on your wrist. So why not save yourself a few grand and have an amazing timepiece? And the third thing here is, and as we've briefly discussed, it's one of the most desirable watches in the world. We sell a lot of them and we see even more of them. Recently, I was just at the airport yesterday and I saw 10 Submariners within a few minutes. I mean, they are all over the place and they're highly desirable. You'll see them listed online for much more, you know, into the high teens. So be careful to not get taken for a ride, you know, spending 17 grand on a 116610LN Submariner, not knowing the difference between the newest Submariner. People out there will try to take advantage of uneducated buyers, unfortunately. All right, guys, that's all I got for you today. We will talk a lot more about watches in the future to come. I hope you guys are enjoying the content. Just know that I love you all, appreciate you all, and I'll talk to you next time. Can I kick it? Yes, you can. Well, I'm born. Born, then. Can I kick it? To my tribe that flows in layers. Right now, Fife is a point sayer. At times, I'm a studio conveyor. Mr. Dinkins, would you please be my mayor?
you'll be doing us a really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to Rhythm's Quest is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave ya. Feel free, drop your pants, yak your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Yes, the tribe of the game.